Okay, our friends. So today we are reading the next story in the Lego Jurassic World 5-Minute Stories book. This story is called All Part of the Plan. And of course, this is from Universal's Lego collaboration. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where we have the characters from the Jurassic World movies as Lego characters running around and being wild. This story is based on the story by Margaret Wang.
All Part of the Plan, All Part of the Plan.
Mm-hmm. And it's read today by Mommy and...
I am Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Welcoming you to the original Jurassic Park.
Ooh, I'm so excited that you're here today. Are you going to tell us that life finds a way?
Well, yeah, life always finds a way.
That's what I found. Shall we read this story and see what happens?
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good, that's a great Jeff Goldblum impression, by the way. So, yeah, he kind of does that, doesn't he?
Who's that?
I mean, the actor who plays, never mind. I don't want to break the fourth wall. Are you ready? Here we go. Operation Sky High is a go. Security Director Vic Hoskins shouted at his loyal squad of security workers at Jurassic World. Each member ran to their post. Some buckled up in helicopters. Others rode drones ready to follow their boss. Security was job number one at Jurassic World. Too bad the security team wasn't always the best. Vic mounted his drone, put on his helmet, and turned on his microphone. Who's stronger than a T-Rex?
We are, sir,
his team barked back.
Who's smarter than a Velociraptor?
We are, sir,
they shouted back even louder.
Who's faster than a Stegosaurus?
We are, sir,
they shouted back even louder this time. With respect, sir, one of the guards said, speaking up. Gallimimus is much faster. They can run up to 50 miles per hour.
All right, then, Vic replied. Who's faster than a Gallimimus?
Before his team could answer, the comm link was interrupted by the control room. The escaped pteranodons are still flying above the aviary, sir.
Let's catch some flying dinosaurs.
Sir, another guard said over the comm link. Pterosaurs aren't dinosaurs, they're actually flying reptiles.
Okay, then,
Vic said, momentarily distracted.
Let's grab these flying, fugitives.
Yes, sir, his team shouted back as they lifted off. The sky above the aviary was swirling with magnificent winged beasts. Their powerful jaws opened as they squawked at the sight of Vic and his team. Just like in their drills, the security team took on a pteranodon each.
Net them to get them,
Vic said into his mic. The team took aim and fired with amazing accuracy, and the nets landed exactly where the pteranodons would have been if they weren't fast-flying targets on the move.
Great work, team,
Vic cheered a little too optimistically.
That's exactly like we practiced.
Yeah, the team cheered back enthusiastically, but as more nets followed their trajectory through the air, they missed the pteranodons and landed below. Vic scanned the area to make sure no tourists were trapped. Claire would give him an earful about insurance and paperwork.
Help!
One pilot shouted as a pteranodon caught him in her beak and tossed him to another pteranodon. The next drone pilot shouted as she was bounced between pteranodons. Soon, all four drone pilots were being tossed like beach balls. Below, Jurassic World visitors were starting to notice the unintended air show.
All part of the plan,
Vic said calmly.
Let these bird brains think they have you, and we'll tire them out, and then when their guard is down, we'll trank them and tank them.
Could you do it soon, sir?
One of the pilots said between pteranodon throws. Vic signaled to the helicopters, and they surrounded the flock of prehistoric flyers. Everyone's tranquilizer gun was poised and ready.
And go! Vic shouted. Go, go, go!
Tranquilizers shot across the sky like fireworks, missing the pteranodons and hitting the drone pilots and three innocent tourists. They all fell asleep immediately. Mr. Maserani's voice came over the comm link.
Tranquilized tourists can't buy anything while they're sleeping, Vic. All part of the plan, sir,
Vic assured him.
The tranquilizers will make them so sleepy that the tourists will want to stay another night in the hotel rather than get on the ferry back.
Mr. Maserani said, mulling over Vic's plan.
I like it.
Vic signaled to his helicopter team, the ones who were awake, once more.
Get ready for Operation Bound.
I think he's just making this all up as he goes, don't you think?
I don't like the sound of that,
Owen said. He and Claire watched from the control room with Mr. Maserani. Me neither, Claire said, thinking hard about how to solve this impossible problem.
All right, team,
Vic said enthusiastically in the sky, motivating his guards once more.
We can do this. All pilots, be prepared to eject from your helicopter upon impact.
Oh, no. But before Vic could begin Operation Bounce, a pteranodon started to nudge his drone with her beak. She tapped him to the left, and then to the right, and then she hit him hard, sending him straight through a gap between two other pteranodons as if he were a soccer ball.
Goal! Not part of the plan! Vic said as he was flung through the air.
Without their leader, the security team was helpless. As Mr. Maserani watched, he said to himself, maybe putting a convertible roof on the aviary was a bad idea.
You think?
I mean,
duh.
Claire suddenly looked up. The roof! I've got it! Owen, come with me!
You're not going to make me try to hurt the pteranodons in the sky and then tell the guests that this is our new air show?
Owen asked skeptically, but Claire was too busy to answer. She spoke over her walkie-talkie.
Claire to catering. Please meet me at the pteranodon aviary with chef's catch of the day and the biggest spoon you can find.
When they got to the aviary a few minutes later, the park employees were waiting with a wheelbarrow full of fish.
Hey, hi, Claire. I was wondering when you'd come to get all the fish you caught,
the employee said good-naturedly to Claire.
You caught all of these fish?
Owen asked. He was amazed. He didn't even know that Claire liked to fish and was really good at it, too.
Surprised? Said Claire, smiling. After all this time, there's still plenty you don't know about me. Fishing helps me relax. There's no hurry when you're fishing, and no dinosaurs trying to eat you. Usually.
Oh my goodness. Can you imagine if you went fishing and there was dinosaurs trying to eat? That's funny.
Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Someone yelled
over the aviary. It was Vic, being sent through the imaginary pteranodon soccer goal again. He seemed to be their favorite ball.
We'd better hurry, Claire said.
Turning to the park employee, she added,
open the aviary's roof. Owen, here's your spoon.
What's the spoon for?
Owen asked, looking at the big spoon. Claire wheeled her catch of the day into the aviary. She answered his question with another question.
How do you train the raptors?
Owen thought about it a moment and smiled. He ran the spoon over the bars of the aviary, making a loud clanking noise, and called, Come and get it! Dinner time! In the blink of an eye, the pteranodons landed in an orderly fashion. While Owen threw the fish to the pteranodons with the spoon, Claire radioed the control room to remotely pilot the drones down safely. The helicopters returned to base and the aviary's roof was closed. And the security team was safely freed from the aerial soccer game. With the crisis finally contained and the pteranodons resting with full bellies, Vic and his security team regrouped at the aviary.
They're all asleep now, Owen said to put Vic at ease.
Vic turned to his team, battered but perky.
See, all part of the plan. We never fail. Who's smarter than a golly mimus?
I'm pretty sure he made that one up too, right?
And which one was the first one he made up?
The last attempt that he had at that particular dinosaur's name, I think, was inaccurate. But I really like that he tries. Also, I think if we remember correctly, that they weren't talking about that particular dinosaur being smart, but fast, right? So this poor Vic, I think he needs a vacation, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe he drops himself a rabbit and tries to figure that thing.
Mm. Well, I think that is all we have for today. So what do you want to say? The end. Me too.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.